Okay, so this happened back in August when I was in Oregon. Before I left, I'd asked you guys if you had any suggestions of things I should do or try to record. So that's how we got, me coming on a picnic table, which was so much fun. But somebody had said something along the lines of find things to touch your tits to, have my husband challenge me. My husband was with me though, so I had to do it myself. But I ran into this woman while we were at the campsite, and she was just awesome. We were just getting along fabulously, and so I have one of those big, air-filled couch things. Mine's called a Lamzac, but there's like 1,000 names for them. It's just the big bag that you like whoosh air into, and then it's like a couch all of a sudden. And so we spent like most of the day, me and this girl, getting to know each other. And she's, my age and brunette and blue eyes. There was a lot of similarities and these tits that were just like mine. And then the evening came and she was, talking about her neck being sore. We just kept on having conversation. And she mentioned that the airbag chair thing looked really cool, and I was like, come over and check it out, right? Like, it's meant to take three people. You can just sit here and relax. And she just sat down, and we sat there having a drink and enjoying the evening. The sky was so clear and the stars were gorgeous, and just got closer and closer. And I don't think I was planning anything erotic. But I also wasn't having any sex, so there might have been an entirely other section of my brain watching the shape of her shoulders and the gorgeous slope of her neck and wanting to nibble on her ears. I'm just recalling that now. I'm looking down her top. Oh, her shorts high on her hips. I mean, I love how I dress. I'm always in a skirt and it's usually to my knees and it's very appropriate and classy and everything like this, but I sure do love the girls who wear, yoga pants and tights and short shorts. Oh, it's so easy to appreciate that. So we were sitting there and we just getting giggly and talking, and so she wound up mentioning her neck again, and I was like, oh, well, I actually know how to work with my hands on people's muscles, don't have a table with me or anything like that, of course, but snuggle on over, right? And so she laid her back against my breasts, and I just got to run my fingers down her neck, and oh, that skin. Oh, God, I can't even focus. Remembering that. How good she smelled. I mean, oh, her scent was just intoxicating isn't the word for it. I mean, I'm here months later and I'm still just swept away. Oh, it was so good. She, we just, we're there with my kids and her kids and her husband and other friends, and the two of us are just sitting there cuddling on the couch, and everybody else is having their conversations as she's leaning into me, and I spread my legs so that she could get a really good base for me to be able to work on her neck, and then just let my hands drift down. And by this time it's dark and we're out in like the middle of nowhere, right? Because that's what the point of sorry, I didn't turn off my phone. So unless you're shining a light on somebody, like you really can't see them. There's no campfire or anything like that. Sorry, I'm distracted because I'm trying to turn off the notifications now. There we go, all done. And so we could get like really close, and her husband didn't care. My kids are used to seeing me snuggle up with everybody. I constantly have people over at my house cuddling and falling asleep on me and stuff like this. I'm rambling, which I guess is the point of what I'm doing. But anyway, getting back to her and her tits and her neck. Oh, God. And it was just so easy, after I'd been working on the muscles in her neck, to just let my hands drift down her back. And I don't, again, I don't think I was trying to cop a feel, but all of a sudden my hands were moving from the back of her rib cage around front. And feeling those tits. And she responded so well. You know, pressed back farther into me, pressing her hips right into my cunt. Fuck, I can still feel that. We didn't, you know, we didn't get to go enjoy each other privately or anything like that. Had to keep up the whole mom's on a vacation thing, but was that ever fun? Just spent the evening, you know, and she eventually shifted so that we had our laps. This is difficult to describe, kind of like at a corner. So that I was sitting facing one direction, she was facing a perpendicular direction. That's probably not the right word. And then we were just sitting in each other's laps and able to play and giggle and talk and, you know, get to talk about, like, recipes and making soap and stuff like that. So nobody's interested in interrupting the conversation because it's like, oh my God, the girls are talking. Anyway. That was fabulous and fun. And I was encouraged by one of my talented authors. I mentioned it to him. He was like, you gotta fucking share that, Caroline. So I hope you liked it. If you did, tell me. I do shit like that all the time, and then I can tell you about it. And if you didn't, then, well, you can tell me if you like, or you could just, you know, probably have stopped listening if you weren't liking it. All right. Have a good day, darling.